This podcast is a recording by staff at the IASB working on Phase 3, the hedge accounting phase of the project to replace IAS 39. This is part of a series of podcasts that will be recorded as we progress with the project. It is intended to provide high-level information to help you become more familiar with the accounting issues involved. For more detailed information, please refer to the IASB website. Any views expressed in this podcast are my own views. Official positions of the IASB on accounting matters are determined only after extensive due process and deliberation. This podcast was recorded on 29th June 2010 and considers only tentative board decisions up to this date, which could be subject to change. Okay, the topic of this podcast is eligibility of derivatives as hedged items. As mentioned in the general overview podcast, this topic is one of the problematic components of the current hedge accounting model in IAS 39. This issue has already been discussed by the board, so I'd like to tell you three things. Firstly, why the issue was brought to the board table in the first place. Then I'd like to give you some examples. And finally, an update on the board's tentative decision on the topic. Okay, starting with why the board discussed eligibility of derivatives as hedged items. In the current hedge accounting model in IAS 39, derivatives generally do not qualify as hedged items. They generally only qualify as hedging instruments. The reason cited in the standard is because derivative instruments are always deemed held for trading and measured at fair value through profit or loss. So the expectation is that if one derivative is hedged by another, both would be recorded at fair value through P&L and a natural offset would be achieved. Our outreach has shown that this is not the case in practice. As a result, this restriction has prevented hedge accounting from being applied in many situations where natural offset between derivatives simply does not arise, thus giving rise to P&L volatility for transactions which have been entered to reduce risk. The common situations that fail to qualify for hedge accounting are generally those where first, a qualifying hedge relationship has been established by designating a qualifying hedged item with a qualifying derivative. The combination of the derivative and the hedged item then create a new synthetic position. The entity then wants to designate that synthetic position as a hedged item in another hedge relationship with an additional derivative. This is where IAS 39 simply says you cannot designate the synthetic position, including a derivative, as a hedged item. Using examples from our outreach, we presented the issue to the board in March 2010. The purpose was to consider the appropriateness of the restriction and decide whether it should be carried forward from IAS 39 to the new hedge accounting model. So let me illustrate this with some examples. Let's first consider an example where an entity has euro functional currency that has a forecast oil purchase due to occur in 1 year's time. The transaction is denominated in US dollars. Its risk management strategy for this exposure is to hedge the oil price risk in dollars out to 1 year and hedge the FX risk 6 months later. In other words, it hedges the oil price risk separately from the FX risk. When it first hedges the oil price, it uses an oil derivative to fix the price in dollars. Let's say it fixes it at $100. It will be 6 months later when it looks to hedge the FX risk with an FX forward. Now, the synthetic position created by the forecast oil purchase plus the oil derivative is a fixed price purchase of oil at $100. So for the FX hedging that occurs in 6 months' time, it will be the $100 FX exposure that it would look to hedge. However, under IAS 39, it cannot designate that $100 FX exposure as the hedged item. And that's because it exists on a synthetic position which combines the forecast transaction with the oil derivative. And so that synthetic position, which includes a derivative, just doesn't qualify as a hedged item. If both derivatives were held at fair value through P&L, they would not offset, as they have different terms. Hence, they'd give rise to P&L volatility. Designating the two derivatives together as a hedging instrument would be the only alternative, but this gives rise to another set of issues entirely, not for discussion in this podcast. Okay, so that was one example. Now let's consider another. Consider a sterling functional currency entity that has a highly probable forecast debt issuance due to occur in 6 months' time. However, it doesn't know which currency it will raise the debt in. But what it does know is that if it raises that debt in a foreign currency, it will concurrently enter into a cross-currency interest rate swap to convert the debt into sterling. The effect of this from a risk point of view is that the entity expects to issue sterling debt in 6 months' time. Now that will either be directly sterling debt or a synthetic position, which is equivalent to sterling debt. Now the interest rate on this debt will not be set until the time of issuance. So this gives rise to a risk of interest rates changing over the 6 months. So to hedge this risk, it enters into an interest rate swap to fix the interest rate today. However, that sterling interest rate risk may be on a synthetic position, which includes the cross-currency interest rate swap. Hence, because of this, it would not qualify for hedge accounting because the hedged item includes a derivative. The result is the interest rate swap taken out today is recorded as fair value through P&L. Okay, so these examples show that there are valid reasons for permitting derivatives as hedged items, and so this is what was discussed with the board. The board's tentative decision in March was to permit derivatives to be eligible as hedged items, subject to appropriate qualification criteria being met. Okay, that's it for this podcast. As I said, further information can be found on the ISB website along with our contact details. If you have any comments or thoughts on the topics covered, please get in touch.